A few days before graduation in May 1995, Harvard was shocked by a horrific murder-suicide that took place in one of its on-campus dorms. Melanie Thernstrom wrote about the tragedy for The New Yorker. Thernstrom is well connected to Harvard. Her father is a history professor at the school. She herself graduated from the university in 1987, and she has taught writing courses there. Now Thernstrom has published an expanded account of the story in a book called Halfway Heaven. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says it makes for sobering reading as the fall semester begins.
Halfway Heaven is a short, incisive work of investigative journalism that manages to cram about 10 books' worth of anguish, lost opportunities, and bureaucratic buck-passing between its covers. Through diaries and letters, writer Melanie Thernstrom delves into the tortured psyche of Sinadu Tedese, a 20-year-old Harvard junior from Ethiopia, who on a spring day in 1995 repeatedly stabbed her Vietnamese roommate, Trang Ho, to death and then hung herself in the dorm bathroom they shared. The precipitating cause was Trang's decision to move in with other girls in the fall, leaving the unpopular Sinadu bereft. Thernstrom explores how cultural and class differences compounded Sinadu's isolation and possibly pushed her over the edge. Through interviews with students and some forthright administrators, Thernstrom also scrutinizes the state of student mental health services at Harvard, where, she implies, managed care cost-cutting seems to have triumphed over common sense. But the story that haunts me from this intensely packed book is one of the last ones Thernstrom tells. She describes how Trang's grief-stricken mother sometimes wanders Harvard's campus, searching for her murdered daughter. According to Thernstrom, the Hoes won't push for any kind of reparation or accountability from Harvard because of their continued deference to that institution. A friend of the Ho family explains to Thernstrom that having Trang go to Harvard was a fulfillment of her immigrant family's dreams. This beautiful place, the family friend calls Harvard, which was halfway heaven. Thernstrom begins by challenging news accounts of the tragedy that describe the two roommates as twins, both quiet, tiny, foreign-born, pre-med scholarship students. In personality, however, Thernstrom notes that Trang and Sinadu were polar opposites. Trang was the kind of can-do immigrant whose image should be enshrined on Ellis Island. With her father and sister, she escaped Vietnam by boat when she was 9, and when the family relocated to Boston, she quickly learned English, excelled in public school, and did volunteer work in the Vietnamese community. At Harvard, she held down 2 part-time jobs to help support her family. Sinadu, in contrast, was described by another student as a geek. Cut off from her family in Ethiopia, she simply couldn't connect with anyone, not her fellow African nor her American classmates. Thernstrom, who taught at Harvard in 1992, admits turning Sinadu away from her autobiographical writing course because the sample essays Sinadu submitted were boring. Even as Thernstrom initially ridicules what she calls the macabre kind of political correctness that reigned at Harvard after the tragedy and made both girls into victims, she too comes to see Sinadu as a sympathetic casualty of mental illness and culture shock. It's hard not to. Sinadu was so profoundly lonely, she once sent out letters asking for advice on how to make friends to strangers whose names she plucked from a telephone book. "All you have to do is give me a hand," she begs in her letter. "No expenses are involved." In contrast, Thernstrom has little pity to spare for Harvard. Admittedly, Thernstrom has the benefit of 20/20 hindsight here. But even if a sprawling university like Harvard can't save all its students from their own demons, it can ensure that self-examination, rather than self-preservation, will be the institutional priority in the wake of a tragedy like this. If Thernstrom is reporting her story accurately, Harvard has a lot to answer for. Halfway Heaven will probably be shelved in the true crime section of most bookstores because it's an engrossing example of that grim genre. But anybody who has anything to do with college students should read it. Like Thernstrom, I know how easy it is to sidestep students who look like they're going to be trouble or tedious or just too much work. What Sinadu's disintegration horribly reminds us is that sometimes the consequences of cumulative casual indifference can be fatal.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Halfway Heaven by Melanie Thernstrom.